Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Today, I am celebrating a pretty big personal milestone. I was diagnosed with breast cancer earlier this year, just after my 40th birthday. And 7 months later, I am just ecstatic to report that I have finished acute treatment. I've been pretty open about going through a double mastectomy, chemotherapy, and radiation because I want others to be better informed than I was when diagnosed. And I'd like to be that compassionate nudge to get screenings and checkups, especially if something feels off. As I've taken a step back this year, you met a new voice. Alan Young became the interim host of Insight. And as we close 2024, we want to wish Alan the very best as he rounds out his time with Cap Radio. So we're getting to the end of your time here. I wonder, has it gone by like a blink of an eye, or does it feel longer than that?
It feels like the 4 going on 5 months that it has been. But what I like to tell people is it's like a vacation every day, but one of those hardcore vacations, like hiking in the Alps or something, where it's fun, it's pleasurable, it's enriching, it's beautiful, and it's also strenuous, and it's work.
And just like if you're going to summit Whitney, it feels so good when you're done with the show that you put a lot of work in, or you're at the end of the week and you look back and you're like, oh, we all did such a great job as a team. We had wonderful conversations and really important ones at that. How are you reflecting on your time here? Have you actually paused a bit and thought about it?
With gratitude. I'd say that for you to come in and give great feedback and maintain your positive attitude, even on days that you don't feel good, it's just admirable. And the rest of the team, Sarit and Jen, I've learned so much from them. The engineers, Tyler and Mark and Steven, everyone has been so welcoming. When I started here, when I first got the opportunity, I was in a low spot. I was out of work. I had a baby and a 6-year-old girl and a wonderful wife, wonderful kids, but also a mortgage on a new home. And I hadn't done any journalism in 6 years. And my second career in public affairs was at a lull, and we were eating through our savings every month. And you know that voice in your head, the inner critic, sometimes it was saying, Alan, you're a failure. You cannot fail your family, dude. And so I forced myself every day to invite at least one person out to coffee and apply for one job. And when you're out of work, it is so hard to email someone, some impressive person with an impressive job, and say, hey, I have nothing to offer you professionally, but do you want to hang out with me for like 40 minutes and on a busy weekday and maybe tell me about your life and your job and your day-to-day and maybe someday, best possible scenario, put in a good word for me?
And I'm sure you were surprised that people said yes.
It is such a godsend when people do. And I know for the rest of my life, when I get that email from someone, hey, I'm interested in what you're doing, would you like to get coffee? Now, I'm absolutely gonna take that one. But one of my emails was to a longtime acquaintance, now a dear friend, Adam Gottlieb. And we had a nice coffee. And then a few days later, he texts me and says, do you have any interest in filling in on Insight? Now, Vicky, we had never met. I had seen your Facebook post and, you know, just wrote that my heart went out to you. So I knew the situation, but I didn't know any of the people at Cap Radio anymore. It'd been years since I had been on Insight. And he said, okay, contact Donna Appadoni.
Well, the longtime Morning Edition host here at Cap Radio.
And a local celebrity.
Yep.
And so I called Donna, having never met her before, and she said, Alan, I love your journalism. And I was like, wow, I mean, I'm getting complimented by Donna Appadoni. I'm going to run home and tell my family. And she said, well, there's no need for me to be the middle person here. I'll just introduce you to Nia, the executive editor. And so I contacted Nia, and I told her about my 10 years of rejection at Cap Radio, applying, I don't know, 5 or 6 times to different reporter positions and never getting that interview. And Nia just said, oh, you know what? I love what I'm hearing. Why don't you drive to the station and audition for this role? And so I got into the studio and put on the headphones, and it was with Kevin Doherty, our musical director. So I looked into it, and I found this old website. It turns out he was one of 6 kids. He's the youngest of 6 kids, and came from a family of athletes. His siblings were wrestlers and swimmers, and even his dad was a wrestling coach. And so I was kind of curious, and that's how we started the conversation. Turns out that what set him apart as a boy to make his own way in his life was he got into competitive choir. And I thought that was so cool. And I asked him, about that. It became this fun conversation. And then I asked him what he would say to someone who sings to themselves and has always thought about doing it, because he moved up in choir and started doing productions, operas across the country before coming to Cap Radio. So he had this just impressive career. And I said, well, what do you say to someone who just kind of sings in the shower and maybe has fancied themselves performing in front of people but hasn't done it? And this is how he answered.
What would I tell somebody that's looking to do that, maybe humming in the shower? It's never too late. Like, don't let anybody tell you that your time has passed or you've missed this opportunity. That's up to you. That's not up to anybody else, you know? And so, and even if it's not, I think there was a part of me that knew this isn't going to lead to singing on the Metropolitan Opera stage, but this is something that I need for my self-fulfillment, and it's going to lead me to the next thing or whatever it is that I'm going to want to be doing for the rest of my life.
I love that. And what a curveball in his family, in a family of athletes, wrestlers, swimmers, a wrestling coach. He was like, I'm going to do competitive choir, which is a curveball. And obviously it even turned out so well for him, even for us here at Cap Radio, him leading Cap Radio music.
And for me at that moment, it's exactly what I needed to hear. You know, I was just having fun interviewing someone again, doing some journalism again. It didn't matter that it wasn't going to go anywhere. You know, it didn't matter that I didn't think I was going to get it. But after the interview, Nia, the executive editor, bursts through the door and says, that was so good, we're going to use that on the radio. And Vicky, I froze. Like, I entered a state of paralysis.
In the best way.
And it wasn't until Chris Nichols announced me on the radio as the new temporary host that I finally rushed into my wife's office and said, well, they just announced me on the radio. I think this is happening.
Yeah, and we were lucky to have you, and you've been a wonderful asset here to not only Insight, but to Cap Radio. You've had a good amount of shows under your belt. I would think that maybe some segments have bubbled up to the top, some that you think about more than others. What have been your favorite shows so far?
So my favorite shows are when we get a live performance in the studio.
Oh, yeah. Same.
And we've had music. I mean, just in my short time, there's been music, there's been acting, there's been live poetry for the Poet Laureate during Poetry Week. What stands out to me is, so Kevin, who we were just talking about, is part of this cabaret troupe with Jennifer Reason.
Cap Radio's classical midday host.
Yeah, and it's them and a few others, and they have this rogue music project. And this troupe is soulful, it's silly, it's the perfect date night. So I looked into it to get on the mailing list. I went to their Halloween show with Lily, my wife, and we had a blast. And I guess they're doing an anti-Valentine's Day show.
I love that.
Coming up in February, so I'm definitely going to catch that. Another one that comes to mind is Nat Levkoff. He's this folk singer in Davis. And as soon as you hear him, you think, oh my God, is this guy famous? Like, he should be. Like, he should be on that Spotify playlist with, like, all the greats. But he's here in Davis. And he has this new album, There You Are. It's this haunting, deeply personal album. And he also plays at house parties. So you can host him, you know, at your house before he does become famous. Another touching segment, Esteban Nunez is the son of former Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez. He infamously went to prison for manslaughter, but was commuted by Governor Schwarzenegger. That was years ago, and he spent years in prison and was open to talking about it, just sharing his story. I don't know if he'd done that before. He had talked to journalists before, but I'd never seen or read anything where he's just has the platform to tell his own story. And he has atoned for his crime. He's done the personal work, and now he's like this compassionate, solid young man, and he's advocating on behalf of prisoners. And so he was here for Prop 6, which was the proposition that would have ended mandatory labor for inmates. And then finally, Vicky, I interviewed your husband, John
That's
Martel.
Right.
It was a lot of fun. The story was the removal of the dams along the Klamath River, something that's been worked on for decades. And he just described the joy from the indigenous people as they were playing music and banging on drums by the river as the water flowed for the first time and the salmon swam upstream for the first time in generations. And just he really just caught the nuances and the contours and the controversies of that story. But it's an amazing moment in history. And I think he absolutely did it justice with the storytelling.
And you really encapsulate what Insight is about, because we can talk about policy like Prop 6 and humanize it with someone who has a perspective and a point of view because of their lived experience. We can talk about water infrastructure, you know, and kind of nerd out, but also learn about the cultural significance and the road that it took to get to something like the largest dam removal in U.S. history. And then, of course, celebrating arts and culture. That's what we love doing here, from live music to live poetry, as you mentioned. And we have wonderful artists here at Cap Radio, at Cap Radio Music's arm, our own Jennifer Reason and Kevin Doherty. Now that you are wrapping up, I mean, you're not going to be far. You're still going to be in Sacramento. But have you started thinking about and reflecting on maybe some of your best memories here?
You know, I'd say that my best memories, while I love being in the chair while someone is telling a personal story or an exciting story or a funny story, what a treat to be just right next to them. Sometimes I just think this is surreal that I'm actually hearing this in person and this is going out on the radio waves. But I'd say my best memories were outside of the studio. This is the kindest, hardest working team that I've ever found and been a part of. And the image that would come to my mind is the Who's of Whoville, where the Grinch steals their presents and expects them to be bitter and angry and all, you know, locked up and resentful about it like he is. But they come out of the town square and they hold hands and they sing. And I can walk 15 feet out of this studio and there's two giant whiteboards. And on those whiteboards are appreciations for every journalist in the newsroom, every team, the editors.
That was courtesy of Kate Wolf, who is our healthcare reporter. Kate did that, which is just so special.
It's so special. And to think about what this station has gone through, you guys have you know, judiciously and strenuously explained the financial mismanagement. But to see the team, you know, coming together and supporting each other, it is magic. And you know what? This is also more than holding hands and singing Kumbaya. I had a family member ask me, well, Alan, how can I trust Cap Radio with my money after what happened with their finances? And I'd say, here's your answer. All the people who are involved in mismanagement are gone. And the folks who remain are working all day, most nights, and weekends to bring the best possible news and the best possible music they can. And so it's just been an honor to join this team and broadcast the talent of this region. So thank you, Vicky. It's been an honor. And thank you, Cap Radio. And to the listeners, thanks for hanging out with me while we wait for Vicky to return. It's been an honor.
We really appreciate it, Alan, and we know you'll be close. That is Alan Young, who has been filling in as the host of Insight as I've been going through breast cancer treatment. I also want to thank my extended family at Cap Radio. Thank you for all of your support. It truly has helped carry me through one of the hardest times in my life. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.